You're listening to Amen Vechazaru with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf, Pei, Hei, Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Pei, Hei, Amud Beis. We just had a lengthy discussion about the Karban Pesach and Shviras Etzim in particular, when you break the bone and when does that halacha apply. And we had, I think, eight different opinions on how to, of nafkamina between the machlokas, of whether the Yisr applies if it's kashan or pasul, or if it's on something that's a barachila or not. Now we're going to take a look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so about 6 lines at the bottom. Itmar, it was stated, Eivr she'en lov kezayis basar b'makom zeh, v'yesh lov kezayis basar b'makom acher. So if you have a limb of an animal, of the Karban Pesach, that has a kezayis of basar on it, but or at least in one place, and meaning we have a limb and it has a slice of flesh on it, but there's a part of the bone that does not have flesh on it. The question is, if you break it in that part, what's going to be the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh B'mishum Shvirs Atzam. Shvirs Atzam applies even on that place without the meat on it. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Ein B'mishum Shvirs Atzam. Rish Lakish argues and says, nope, there's no Shvirs Atzam over there in that place where there's no flesh on the bone. Eisve, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rish Lakish V'etzam, Lo Sish Berubo, from the following braisa that says, Etzam, Lo Sish Berubo, Echad Etzam Shiesh Alav Kazayas Basar, Ve'echad Etzam She'ein Alav Kazayas. So there's a braisa that says that the Isra of Shviras Etzem applies whether there's a kezayis of basar on the bone or not. Now the Gemara says, "My ain't a love kezayis basar." What does it mean that when it says that you're chai for Shviras Etzem, even if there's no basar on it? Yilim to ain't a love basar kezayis basar klal. So amay yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. If you're going to tell me that there's zero flesh on it, it's just a completely fleshless bone, then of course there's no iser a shviras etzem there. So ela lav hakikamar, rather, doesn't it mean the following? Echad etzem sheish lo kezayis basar b'makom zev, echad she'en lov kezayis basar b'makom zev, v'yesh lo kezayis basar b'makom acher. Doesn't it mean the following? When it says that you're high for shviras etzem, whether there's basar on it or not, it means that there's whether there's basar in the place that you're going to do the breaking of the bone, or there's basar on a different part of the bone, but even though this place, the breaking of the bone, this place of the where the bone is being broken, is there's no flesh. And nevertheless, says Rabbi Yochanan, in both cases, it says that you are high for shviras etzem. Isn't that a refutation to Reish Lakish? The Gemara, in parenthesis, some take it out. Kashle Reb Shimon ben Lakish, the challenge is Reb Shimon ben Lakish, because Omerle, as we're about to see, Reish Lakish responds. As we go up to the next Amud, Pehe Ibn Aleph, Omerle, he says back to him, Reish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Lo, Haki Omer, this is what it's saying. Echad etzem sheyesh alav kezayis basar mibachutz, ve'echad etzem she'in alav kezayis basar mibachutz. Meaning, the for sure, as Rashi says, over here, top Rashi, liol machilav makom shvira b'inan. Really, you need there to be flesh in the makom of the shvira. So what's this braisa saying? It's saying that whether it's an etzem that has kezayis on the inside or has a kezayis on the outside, meaning the inside, meaning like the moach, the marrow. So if there's a kezayis of flesh in the bone, meaning there's a kezayis of marrow in the bone, or even if there's a kezayis only outside the bone, right? So but really the inside of the bone is a chiddush. Both of them, that's what this braisa is saying. Rabbi Yochanan understood the braisa as saying, whether there is flesh on the bone or flesh on the other side of the bone, but not in this place of the break, Rabbi Shlomo says, no, that's not what it means. It means that whether there's kezayis of flesh on the outside of the bone or the inside of the bone, but if there's no flesh in the makom of the shvira, then you wouldn't be chai for the shvira. That's how Rabbi Shlomo understands this. Reish lov kezayis, let's take a look at those words again. Hachi kamar. Echad etzem sheish lov kezayis basar mibachutz, ve'echad etzem she'en lov kezayis basar mibachutz, ve'yesh alav, and it has on it kezayis basar mibifnim, b'makom shvira. And he's going to support that. Vahatanya, we learned in a, as we learned in a Brysara over here, usually Vahatanya is a question. Rashi says, Vahatanya b'nichusa. It's going to be a support for this concept that what? Rashi adds, Da'asu l'shaber etzem shebesocho moach v'lon rinan leso asedo, right? That there's going to be an iser of shvirs etzem if there's moach. So let's take a look at this Brysa that's going to support that. Etzem lo sishperubo. The pasuk says you cannot break an etzem, a bone. Echad etzem sheish b'moach, ve'echad etzem she'in b'moach. This is whether or not there is marrow inside the bone. Umani makayim, but hen, how do I fulfill this pasuk? Va'achlu es abasar b'layla hazeh. How do I fulfill the pasuk that tells me that I have an obligation to eat the basar? B'basar shal gabaya etzem. That's referring to the basar that's on the etzem, meaning if there's basar in the etzem, right, the marrow, if I cannot eat that because I cannot break the bone, so how am I supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the bread, the flesh, the basar of the Karban Pesach? So that's referring to the basar that's on the outside of the etzem, as you probably would have thought. Oh, eino ela basar shebesocha etzem? Well, maybe not, says the Brysa. Maybe the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, of eating the flesh, is eating the flesh that's inside the etzem. And maybe I'm allowed to break the bone. Umani makayim v'etzem lo sish b'rubo. And then how do I fulfill this mitzvah of not breaking the bone, right? If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah in the Torah of eating the flesh of the Karban Pesach is actually the flesh that's within the bone, then how do I fulfill the mitzvah of not breaking the bone? So no, that's be'etzem she'ein bo moach. That's referring to a bone that does not have marrow in it. Avo be'etzem she'esh bo moach, shover va'ochel. So maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe the mitzvah in the Torah of eat the flesh of the Karban Pesach is actually not referring to the outside flesh, but the flesh of the marrow inside the bone. And when the Torah says, don't break the bone of the Karban Pesach, that's not talking about a bone with marrow. Of course you can break a bone with marrow. You need to eat the marrow to fulfill the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. Rather, it's talking about a bone that has no marrow in it. So this is it sounds a little funny, but this is the way that Bryce is suggesting maybe that's how we would understand these mitzvahs. V'al titama, and don't wonder, according to this understanding, shahara yavo asei v'yidcha los asei, maybe you'd say no, just it's a mitzvah asei that's being docha los asei. Right, that kishahu omer v'etzem lo jishru or meaning, I might say it's not. Why am I allowed to break the bone of the Karban Pesach to get to the marrow? Because there's a mitzvah I say of eating from the Karban Pesach, and we're assuming now for a moment that the flesh of the that we need to eat is the marrow of the bone, and so even though there's an issur in breaking the bone, there's an asay that's docha los asay. Maybe that's what's going on here. Right, not as what we just suggested, that the whole mitzvah of shviras etzem, of or iser of shviras etzem, is specifically for bones without marrow. So maybe we said no, it even applies to bones with marrow. And the only reason we don't is because the assay of the eating from the Karban Pesach is docha l'asa say. Don't say that. Because when the pasuk says v'etzem lo yisperu bo, v'pesach sheni. Because it says the same idea by Pesach Sheni. It mentions the same issue of breaking the bone to the Karban Pesach. She'in tamalomar. It doesn't need to say that. Shehari kvar nemar kol chukasa Pesach yasu oso. Because it says by the Karban Pesach, by Pesach Sheni, an all-inclusive pasuk, that all the laws of the Karban Pesach apply to the Pesach Sheni. Haviomer ech. So what's it coming to teach us? Why would the Torah repeat by Pesach Sheni the issue of Shviras Etzem? We should already know it, since all the halachas, the Karban Pesach Rishon apply to the Pesach Sheni. Haveyomer echad etzem sheish bo moach ve'echad etzem she'in bo moach. So the Braisa learns from here, from the fact that it repeats the Isser of Shviras Etzem by Pesach Sheni. So we see therefore in the Torah twice commands us regarding Shviras Etzem, coming to teach us that it's not that a Shviras Etzem is only on bones without marrow, but it's even bones with marrow. Okay, and so that's this fascinating brisa, which will include shviras etzem on both bones with and without marrow. And this would support Reish Lakish's understanding over here, because now we see over here that there's a the flesh on the inside of the bone is significant, and therefore he understands that previous brisa that Rabbi Yochanan brought as a proof against him to that it says whether there is flesh on it or not. So means that if there's flesh on it, or if there's flesh in it, even if there's no flesh on it, there needs to be flesh at the makom of shviras etzem in order for the iser to apply. Now the Gemara is going to challenge Reish Lakish's understanding again. Gemara says meisve. Challenge for a brisa. Eiver sheyatza miktzaso. An aver, right, if limb of the animal, of the Korban Pesach, was brought out a little bit outside of the Yerushalayim, chosech ad makom shemagia le'etzem, you should cut it until the place that it reaches the bone. V'kolif ad shemagia le'perek, and you're going to then peel it up until the place of the joint. V'chosech, and then you're going to cut it there. Now, v'yamart aver she'in alav kezayis basar b'makom. If you're going to tell me that an aver that does not have flesh on it in this place, v'yesh b'makom acher, yet there's flesh somewhere else, ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzem, if you're going to tell me, like Reish Lakish says, that let's say there is no flesh on this part of the bone, then somewhere else in the bone there is. So Rabbi Yochanan said that was... the Isser Shviras Etzem applies, even though there's no flesh in the place of the Shvira. Reish Lakish argued that's not true. You need it in the place of the Shvira. But if you're going to tell me, right, in this case over here, that's true, so Lamali Dekoli Vache Migela Perek V'Choseh. Why do you need to peel it up until the place of the joint and then cut? Niklof Be Pursa V'Nitavrei. Let's just peel it a little bit, and as soon as you peel it, and there's no more flesh in that location, according to Reish Lakish, you could just break it at that point. Because if there's no flesh, then there's no Shviras Etzem, according to Reish Lakish. From the fact that we have to peel it all the way to the joint and then cut at that point, indicates that no, Shviras Etzem still applies, even if there's not flesh in that spot, if there's flesh elsewhere on the bone. So Abaye Amar Abaye says, no, Mishum Paka, we saw this earlier, that there's a concern of Paka. Rashi says, Shema Yi Paka V'Yishaber Tachas Abasar Ki Shiyake Al Makom HaKaluf. That we're concerned that if you don't do it at the joint, if you just do peel it wherever it is and break there, that, meaning, yes, as Reish Lakish would say, we can argue, there wouldn't be an Isser Shviras Etzem there, but it might break by hitting it in that place. It might break somewhere else in the bone where there is flesh. So because of that concern, we tell you just to do it at the joint. But technically, you could do what Reish Lakish. Technically, Reish Lakish is correct that if there's no flesh in that spot, then there's no shviras etzem iser at that spot. Ravina Amar Ravina says bekulis. It's talking about a thigh bone. Rashi says that it's a Rundundil shel hayad diyesh bo moach mitocho lo mahani leklifa. He says that no, we're talking about the thigh bone that has marrow in it. So there's still flesh in that place. Meaning, in the case of that we're talking about of the limb going outside, and then we say, oh, you peel it all the way up to the joint and cut it there. Why, according to Reish Lakish, why do you have to do that if there's flesh on it? Sorry, there's no flesh on it. Answer, says Ravina, there is flesh in it. There's flesh, there's marrow in it. So you are breaking it at the point of flesh. And this is, you know, Reish Lakish Lashish does so that there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem, even if it's only, no flesh on the outside, it's only on the inside. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah, HaPigol, so slightly new topic. And it's going to take us to the bottom of the Amud, I believe. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is later on, actually, all the way at the end of the Masechta, all the way at the end. We did quote it earlier as well. Tanan Hasam HaPigul VaNosar Metamen Esei Yadayim. Pigul and Nosar are Metame Yadayim. That right, you touch them, you become Tame. This is an Isser Derabanan imposed on Pigul, which is again something that a carbon that you had in mind during the bringing of the carbon to eat it at the wrong time. And no sars that was left over. So Ravuna v'Rev Chizda. Ravuna v'Rev Chizda have a machlokas about this. Chad Amar mipnei chashtei kuhuna, v'chad Amar mipnei atzelei kuhuna. Some say it's because of suspecting something that the Kohanim would do, and some say that the reason for this that they were they said that these two things are matami daim is because we're concerned about lazy Kohanim. Mar masnia pigol, umar masnia nosar, and one teaches it regarding pigol, and one teaches it regarding nosar. Well, we're going to explain all of this. Manda masnia pigol mishum chashtei kuhuna. Okay, so let's take a look at a couple of Rashi's first. So there's achad amar mishum chashtei kuhuna. What's this chashad al kuhuna? Shechashudin lefagel karban mishum eva. That there's a concern that Kohanim would be mefagel the karban because of eva, meaning they don't like the guy who's bringing it for whatever reason, and they want to cost him the karban. So they're going to do pigle. They're going to be over pigle on purpose. So we don't want that to happen. So gazru al pigle sheyitma, that they made a gzeira on pigle that it should become tame. Sheyitma sheydayim sheytame sheydayim. It should be tame to the hands. Kedeshayizet tzarich lahad bil yadav kodem sheyagia b'kodesh. So that they would have to tova their hands before going back to it, and it would be trouble them. So basically, because of some Kohanim who were not acting so appropriately and were taking revenge against people they didn't like by making their korban as pigle, so we made pigle inconvenient for Kohanim, so to minimize them doing such a thing intentionally. V'chad amar mushum atzal atzalei kahuna, and one says that this extra tuma that was imposed was for because of lazy Kohanim. Hamas atzlim ba'achila kudshim, says Rashi, because they were being lazy and eating kudshim on time. Gazru tuma alanosar kadesh la'atricho aleihem. So they want to make trouble for these Kohanim who are lazy about, and therefore they to minimize their creation of nosar. So now back to the Gemara. So we say umandema, and then we said that one really taught it primarily by pigol, the other by nosar. So umandemasnia pigol mishum chashtei kuhuna. So the chashtei kuhuna thing was connected to pigol. Umandemasnia nosar mishum atzelei kuhuna. Atzelei kuhuna. The one who said that it was by nosar, primarily by nosar, that it was originally imposed because of the lazy kohen. Mar masni kezayis umar masni kebeitza. One taught that it was that. So, what's the size then of how much nosar or how much pigle is going to be matame yadayim? Right? If it's just a crumb, is that matame yadayim? So one says the kazayas, and one says that no, the size of kabeitza. What's the reasoning? Where do they get kazayas and kabeitza? One says the one who says that it's a kazayas, it's because that's how much it's usher to eat. Meaning, if you eat how much of pigle or noser do you have to eat to violate the usher, or at least get the punishment? Kazayas. Umad masni kabeitza, so then according to the opinion that says kabeitza, that's ketumaso. Because in general, there's an isser. In general, tuma is transferred. Tuma is a food that can transmit tuma, if it is the size of a kabeitza. So when the Rabbanan created this rabbinical tuma for pigol and nosar, the question is, did they do it based on how much of that food becomes aser, or based on general laws of how big something has to be to transmit tuma? And that's not chalukas. Ibai luhu, they asked a question. Yotze, gazer banan tuma, o lo? Something that leaves the azara, it's yotze. So is that, we know it's also usher to eat. Did the Rabbanan also place a rabbinical tuma like pigle and nosar, or lo? Maybe they didn't. Mi amrina nosar de gazer tuma de asi le itzule bay aval yotze afuke beyadayim lo mafkile beyadayim lo gazer bay Rabbanan tuma. Do we say that based on the the lazy, that tuma was for these things were based on lazy kohanim but we don't find that people are going to actively be taking the kudshim out of the azara, that we don't find that so much, and the Ranan therefore didn't have to feel the need to be gozer tama. Odilma loshna, or maybe no, they didn't, it didn't make a difference. They kind of made like a low plug and made other isurim as well, not just pigel and nosa, but even yotze have the same tuma derabanan. So tashma, come in here, proof. Eiver sheyatz miktaso chosech ad shemagila etzim v'kolif ad shemagila perik v'chosech. Right, as we learned earlier, if part of the limb went out, they cut up until the point that's the joint. They peel it and they cut at the joint. V'i amar gazru be rabbanan tuma. And if you're going to tell me that there were gozer tuma, the rabbanan gozer tuma here on yote ki chasich lei mayhavi. What's it going to help? If you cut it, you're matame it. Meaning that if part of the bone becomes tame because it was yotze, so the rest of it becomes tame also. So you can do all you want cutting it, but the whole thing is tame now. If there's an iser tuma derabanan that was in place in it, so mistama there was not. Gemara responds, no. Tumas. Sasarim, but tumas sastarim he. It's a hidden tuma. The tumas sastarim lo matamya. That this hidden tuma, Rashi explains. Rashi has a base hastarim. Right, he kol maga chibur base hastarim. Anything that's touching, that's connected, is called based on, like, it's concealed, it's like hidden. She'ain mako mago nira, because the places that these things are touching are actually not visible. Vatuma basis starim nafkalan mesachas nida delo metamia. Right, so we learned that from mesachas nida that there isn't that doesn't transmit tuma. If they are connected, then one to the other is not going to transmit it because we can't really identify that place of connect of transmission of tuma. So that's why. So that's not a good proof that there is no iser tuma derabanan on a bone that was yotze. Ulervina damar chibure ochlin lav chibur hu, but Ravina, who says chibure ochlin, is not. It's not connected, right? This Ravina Rashi says is quoted perak behema amaksha. Maga chibur de ochlin, that regarding touching connected things foods that are connected, keman to mefarsi damu, right? It's as if it's separated. So taking a look back into the Gemara, Ravina damar chibure ochlin lav chibur hu, ukeman to mefarsi dami, and it's as if they're separated. Ma'ikala meimar. So what are you going to say? Ha kenaga bahadadi. These things are touching each other. Vekamatame, and they're meeting atame each other. So Ravina says, even if they're connected, We view it as if it's if one is tummy part is tummy part is not, we view it as it's disconnected and it's transmitting tuma. So what are you going to say for Ravina? Elaman demasni kazayis delays be kazayis uman demasni kabeitza delays be kabeitza. So in this case of meaning in this brisa that we're talking about, of the case where the limb was taken out, part of the limb was yotze, and then we say that you're allowed to cut and peel and break it at the joint, so that's talking about a case where it was less than the shear of that, so it wouldn't transmit tuma. Less than the shear, according to the one who says the shear is a kazayas, kabeitza. Toshma, another proof. Hamotze basar pesach mechabura lechabura. Somebody who takes out flesh of the karm pesach from one chabura and brings it to a different chabura, meaning people are eating it, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed, right? If you have one chabura, one group eating karm pesach, you're not allowed to bring it to the other one. So the bryce says afa pishu hu belos asay, even though it's a los asay to do such a thing, tahor, it's tahor. So my love, what is this? Doesn't this mean tahor va asor de yotze mechabura lechabura kiyotze chutz lemechitzas adami? It says that it's, even though it's supposed to say it's tahor. So doesn't it mean that it's tahor, but it's usher, why is it usher? Because when you go from chabura to chabura, it's basically the same idea as going from outside of the mechitza. So, and it's going to be puzzle. Va'afilu hachi ketani tahor. And even so, it says it's tahor. Right? So in this case, the Braisa says again, when you take it from one chabura to another chabura, took it from chabura to chabura. It's you violate an iser, but it's tahor. Now we assume over here that it's usher. This is the same type of thing as yotze. It's taking it out of its mechitza in a sense. It's not exactly, but in a sense, and it's puzzle and it's usher to eat. Nevertheless, it's tahor. Alma, so we see lo gazer rabbanan tuma. We see the rabbanan were not gozer tuma on yotze. Lo, says the Gemara. No, that's not true. Tahor, it's tahor, but umutter. And it's also mutter. Diyotze mechabura lechabura, lav ki yotze chutz mechitzaso dame. Velo mafsil. Because, no, going from chabura to chabura is not the same thing as leaving the mechitza, the azara. And it's not going to be puzzle. So it's actually, this is not a proof, because it's actually mutter to eat. Vaha katani seif, hold on, but we learned in the seifa, ha'ochlo harize belos asay. That somebody who eats it violates a los asay, meaning it's usher. So Vishlam Alamanta Amar clearly it is Asr, and we said it's Tahor. So why is it Tahor? Can that teach us that that there is no Tumah Darabanan for Yotze? So Vishlam Alamanta Amar Kabeitza de Isbe Kazayas. So Vilispe Kabeitza. So it works out well for the Shita that says that the tumah that's imposed upon Nosar and Pigol is the size of Kabeitza, not the size, but rather Kabeitza. And then we would say the same thing over here, that if there isn't a tumah derabanan on Yotze, it would be specifically the size of Kabeitza. And you could say in this case, there was a Kazayas, but not a Kabeitza. Meaning that you violated an Isser, if you take it from Chabura to Chabura, and then you eat it, so obviously the amount to eat that you'd be violating the Isser is a Kazayas, so you violated it, but if there's no Kabeitza, then it would still be Tahor, it wouldn't be Tameh. But El Mandam or Kazayas, but according to the opinion that says that the Tumah Derabanan for Nosar Pigol and perhaps Yotze is a Kazayas, Ma'ika LeMeimar. How can you explain this Braisa? Right? This Braisa over here of taking it from Chabura to Chabura, so it has to be at least it's a Kazayas. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Tumah Derabanan that's imposed on Yotze is also the size of Kazayas, so then it doesn't make sense that it would say it's Usser and it's Tahor. So, according to that opinion, it must be that there's no Tumah Derabanan on Yotze, according to the opinion that holds that the Tumah Derabanan would be Bekabetza. Sorry, Bekazayas. Ella, says the Gemara, so rather, Beyotze Bepesach Lomi Bayalan, Delo Gazur Rabanan Tumah. So you have to say that Yotze and Pesach, There's no Tumah Derabanan there. My Taima, B'nei Chabura, Zrizin Hain. Umazir Zahiri Bey. Meaning, why? So then now the question is, according to this approach, then why would the Rabbanan not impose a Tumah Derabanan on Yotze? So by Korban Pesach, it's because the B'nei Chabura are Zrizin Hain, that they're very careful and Umazir Zahiri, but they're going to remind each other. And therefore, because people will be so careful, we're not so concerned about Yotze, about taking it from Chabura to Chabura. And because of that, the Rabbanon did not feel the need to apply their Isser Derabanan that they put on Pigol and Nosar and apply to Yotze as well. Ella Kikum Abayalan, so rather, what were we asking? We weren't asking about this by Korban Pesach, rather, Beyotze Bekudshim. My, what's the halacha regarding other kudshim? Not the Korban Pesach where you have B'nei Chabura to get working together, but by other kudshim. If you take that out, other kudshim that are Yotze, is the Tumah Derabanan of Pigol Nosar, is it also on Yotze or other kudshim? But response, Teiku, we don't know the answer.